I know I just heard a little bit of it, you know, last night during the Monday Night Football. You know, it's unfortunate, you know, what's going on down there and everything. And, you know, as a teammate, you know, here, you know, the guys we have in our locker room, you know, we just try to make sure we do everything we can to bring guys along and support them. And, you know, especially younger guys, you know, just be a big brother to them. You know, it's a process that's going on. It's very unfortunate, but, you know, we just try to take care of our locker room the best way we can. You know, especially an older guy, try to help bring a younger guy along.
Does hazing happen here to some extent?
I'm pretty, you know, well, we haven't here, you know, not that I know of here, but you know, some point, you know, growing up, coming in the league, you know, some point, you know, sometimes hazing. Some of it's, you know, different fun things. I know I had to buy food for the linemen. You know, so it's just digging in my pocketbooks when I first came into the league, you know, bringing donuts and, you know, and biscuits and sausage, and then get fussed at about the weight coach for giving the offensive lineman donuts and biscuits. So, you know, it's some of it's different, some of it's a lot of fun.
In this case, though, they've lost.
This case was a difficult case. And like I said, it's, you know, it's unfortunate, and I'm not sure what the details or super facts are that are behind it. But like I said, it's a bad situation.
Thank you.
Do you have to sing a song or anything as when you're a rookie with
the Redskins? You know, yeah, I sung a song. I don't even think it lasted about 30 seconds. You know, they started throwing paper balls at me and everything. So fortunately, I tried to sing the Auburn fight song, and my teammate at the time, Carlos, who came out of high school together, obviously, he didn't know the fight song. I was like, all these games we played, and you don't know the fight song. So I was stuck there trying to sing it by myself.
What's your shoulder feeling like? Ribs, I'm sorry. What's your current physical?
I'd say, you know, right now just sore, but getting a lot better. You know, just taking it one day at a time. You know, we're only 2 days removed from the game, so you know, just trying to get it back, you know, back to normal. But I'm pleased with the positive feedback that I'm getting from it.
The bye came at a good time for you, though.
Oh yeah, definitely. It came at a great time for our team. You know, we got a lot of guys that's kind of banged up, and you know, it'll be very important to get these guys back next week as we get ready to go down the home stretch. And you know, definitely, like I said, it's at the right time for us.
How would you explain how your first two games with Chicago last year weren't so good compared to two statistically outstanding games here? Why did last year go the way it did, and this year it started as fast as it did?
Okay, last year was, like I said, we played the 49ers on a Monday night, and I got hit 19, 20 times, you know, and sacked 9 or 10 times. There wasn't really much that I could do in that situation. It's just unfortunate, but you know, having a chance here, you know, the way our offensive line is playing, or, you know, having North Turner's offense coordinator and the way that our team is playing, it helps a lot. And like I said, a year ago, you know, on that Monday night game, it just wasn't our night at all. You know, I think we gave up 40-some points defensively that night. Offensively, we was getting hit every play. We really couldn't get anything going. And so that was just a different situation. I don't think that had anything to do with me being as a player, you know, as you know, how I could play the game, because that's my only start since I left Oakland.
But on this year, this statistically is the fastest first couple of games of a season of your career. Does it feel like because of all your knowledge and whatever?
I think it has a lot to do with experience. You know, just from, you know, being around the league for a while, and then you know, we got a young, talented group of guys. Like I said, I got some Jordan Cameron and Josh, and then, you know, Greg Little stepping up, and Bess having a big game last week. I think each week is just a different guy that's going to be stepping up for us. And I think just having those experiences of going through the different changes that you're talking about, you know, during my career, I think has helped build me, helped me adapt a lot quicker to this situation.
The way you're playing right now, could you play Sunday?
Hey, we had a game Sunday. I would definitely go out there and play. Yeah.
What does it say about the offense going forward? Jason, you just mentioned Greg and Devon. I mean, now you seem to have multiple weapons to throw to.
I said we're a young group, and Coach Norv said it when the season started. He was like, every week there's going to be a different guy that's going to make plays, and we should be better in November and December than we are when the season starts, just because the simple fact of being in the system for a while and guys understanding each other better and better from week in and week out. And the more I continue, I can play with these guys, the better chemistry we can get on. You know, there's still a lot of room for improvement. We watch the film, and there's still a lot of things that we all can do better as a collective group. So, you know, we just got to keep taking those steps and keep striving.
Is it a matter of time till you get Jordan involved more in the offense? Mm-hmm.
Like I said, he's a key point of offense. You know, give Baltimore credit. You know, you can't just force it to him, you know, if they're doubling or knocking him off the routes and everything. You just have to get other guys involved. And, you know, that's how D-Best and Greg Little was able to step up and have plays, because they was keying more on Jordan Cameron this past game and, you know, a little bit more on Josh as well. So, you know, you can't just start throwing the ball trying to force it to guys. You know, there may be a game a guy has one catch. He may have eight the next game. You know, you just don't never know. But you just have to take the game one play at a time and one approach, because those guys are going to get attention. You know, just it's a credit to their what they're doing on the field.
Do you think you're playing the best ball of your career?
I think I'm there, you know. And you know, like I said, I was having a good year going back in 2011. And, you know, back in 2008, for most part of that season before we had a lot of injuries, you know, things were going really well. But I just feel like I'm in a different place, you know, as far as, you know, where my mindset is. Like I said, just have strong faith and continue to just come out here each and every day just to work extremely hard. You know, not try to put any pressure or stress about anything, but just, you know, let it all hang out, just have fun.
Chut said he's seen you get a lot better with footwork and release and everything. How do you think you've gotten better with
that's a big
Norv
part.
And how much has that played a
It's a big part of it because, you know, the basis, you know, Coach Norv has gotten back to just teaching us the fundamentals of the game. You know, from a quarterback standpoint, it all starts with our drops. It all starts with our footwork, you know, pocket awareness, understanding when you got to get the ball out, understanding, you know, when to take your shots. And I think it all comes back to, you know, definitely, you know, the fundamentals that you do on the field and practice. We work a lot on our foot drills, moving our feet. And I think it helps when you get into the game, because it's not something that just happens. It's something that we actually practice on.
Hey, Jason, what are your general impressions been of Chud as a rookie head coach? Yes.
I've been impressed. I've been impressed because of the simple fact that when you get in these critical situations, you know, he's not a guy that shies away from it. I think we went for it was fourth and goal last week. We went for it. And maybe 70% of the league probably kick a field goal. We was fourth and one midfield. Last week, and, you know, we went for it. So it just goes to show you that, you know, he's going all out to win. And, you know, he's not going to shy away from any circumstances or any situation. And I think as a player, it shows how much he really believes in us as players to put us in those situations and to feel like we'll be successful and we'll get the job done. So I really think that his attitude and mindset really sits well with our young football team, because you can see the growth. And you can see also him having Coach Norv on here and Coach Ray, you know, on the staff, you know, two guys that have been around the league as well. I think all of them work collective as a group of getting everyone prepared week in and week out.
Hey, Jason, you seem like the most peaceful quarterback I've been around. You know, play, not play, you got a real placid, calm demeanor. Where does that come from?
I think a lot of it just kind of, like I said, my faith. And I have strong faith in God. And then secondly, just the way I was raised. You know, my parents always told me to, you know, keep everything even keel. You know, never get too high, don't ever get too low. And just, you know, take everything one approach at a time. And, you know, just one thing I wanted to do better of now than I did early in my career. Early in my career, I thought I put more pressure on myself. You know, that you always had to make every play. You know, you don't always have to make every play. Just you know, let the guys around you make plays and just try to stay within the game. And when the opportunity presents itself, and then you try to, you know, you go that extra mile. But, you know, just believe in the guys around you more and understand it. And I think that's something that's have come with experience and growth for the game.
Do you have a little more emotion on the field than you show here?
Yeah, I have more emotions on the field. You know, you just want to win. You always want to be precise on everything that we do. I think it's part of the quarterback position, you know, during games is to try to uplift the guys around you, whether it's going good or whether it's going, you know, rough. You know, we always have to try to keep guys into it. And I think a lot of times your team feeds off your quarterback's energy.
Hey, Jason, on that note, you've talked about the responsibility of the starting quarterback and, you know, relationships in the locker room. what is this, your relationship now? This team is right in it.
Yeah.
And you talked about that being a must-win game. I mean, how do you manage a playoff race as a starting quarterback?
Well, it's one game at a time. And it's really that mentality because each week, like last week in the division game, you know, it's almost like a 2-for-1. You know, you can win a division game. But as we go down the stretch, you know, we're in a stretch right now where all our games are division. So, you know, the only thing we can do is just approach them one game at a time. And I say it doesn't matter if you look ahead or whatever, if you don't take care of what you have to take care of on the next following Sunday, all that doesn't matter. And I think if we just take that approach, just one game at a time and worrying about us for our growth and how we can get better as a team. And then I think, you know, you look up at the end of the year and you can be right in the thick of it.
Two more questions, guys?
Yeah, along those lines, your next game's a road game, and those have been hard to come by win-wise for Cleveland. Mm-hmm. How do you go about winning a road game against what's a good Bengals team this year?
Like I said, it's a good team. Like I said, they're another top five defense. Like I said, it's another big challenge. And during this bye week, our goal is to get healthy, and we need to go there next week and have a mentality of, you know, coming out and trying to play fast.
Is there a formula? Do you feel like you know how to win on the road, you personally?
When you're on the road, it's almost like it's you against the world, you know, for us, like us as a team. And I think you find a lot out about your team when you're on the road, you know, how close or how tough you are as a team, because you're in someone else's stadium, you know, all the fans are kind of against you. And I think that's the most times that you pull together as a team and you know, see what you're all about.